flowers. Changing water, adding aspirin, nitrogen, potash or sugar, white, to keep limpness from descending upon these purple and magenta asters with broad golden centers and petals packed in two rows, making fringe above green spread leaves still alive. Keep cutting stems to retain the vertical pull of water up into the barely charged life. She said there was a tiny charge of energy still, like a cord moving between me and the child, a girl, though its body life had stopped after 4 months, only one leg intact on the fetus. It's better, the doctor said. Nature knows best, he said at the end. That was 10 years ago. He was pulling me along on an immaculate silver table, larger than a serving tray, I thought. She'd over me then, white linen, and their faces soothing. Shapes of words and eyes I couldn't identify. Something inside me had broken, though I tried to hold it in. Red on everything. In the white stone pitcher, I always place flowers. First water, then the spiked metal frog, where each flower is stuck in arrangements of height, darkness, or intensity of bloom. The accidents interest me. The Japanese effect of less. Space showing its wandering shape between leaves and the sudden curve of a stem dying slowly towards what light is in the room. One forgets about hunger, absorbed in the fuchsia and the mauve. Okay, I'm going to read a few love poems now to finish with.